we understand that when we read about the stories of the Israelites' histories, we know it's a story about our God.
我们求主把我们的目光可以专注在神你的身上。
Lord, we ask you to help us focus our sight on you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 当你看四世纪的时候呢？
When you read about the book of Judges,
以色列人呢，就好像一个病态的赌徒。
The Israelites were like addicted gamblers.
也好像一个吸毒的瘾君子。
And they're also like a bunch of drug addicts.
巴结呢，就好像一个呢，常常出入监牢的一个犯人。
They also like criminals who come and go through prison cells.
他们的共同点呢，就是他们固态服蒙。
The commonality between them is they relapse into their own ways.
他们会重复犯同一个错误。
They will repeatedly make the same mistakes.
还有呢，当他们犯这些错误的时候呢，他们的后果会越来越严重。
Another thing is that as they repeat their mistakes, the consequences become more severe.
那你看一些人呢，他第一次犯罪的时候
，As you can see that when the Israelites sinned for the first time,
他们受欺压八年
，They were oppressed for 8 years.
那摩神就用俄陀呢去拯救他们，带给他们平安四十年。
And through Othniel, they were delivered by God, and they had peace for 40 years.
但是俄陀呢死掉以后呢，以色列人又犯罪了。
Israelites sinned again after Othniel had died.
那么他们再次离开神的时候呢，神又让他们受欺压，但是这次呢却是受欺压18年。
And after they departed from God, and God allowed them to be oppressed once again. And this time, however, they were oppressed for 18 years.
那么神就兴起以户。
And then God raised Ehud.
那么他们带来他们平安八十年。
And gave them peace for 80 years.
但是四章第一节讲到以户死后呢，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And chapter 4, verse 1 says that after Ehud had died, the Israelites once again did evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
那么这一次呢，他们受欺压的时间又增加了，增加到二十年。
And this time, once again, the time for their oppression increased and increased to 20 years.
那你看呢，这个受欺压的日子呢，越来越长了。
You can see that the period of oppression became longer and longer.
你有没有想过为什么呢？圣经总是记载这些令人沮丧的例子呢？
Have you ever wondered why the Bible always record these stories that frustrate people?
保罗呢在新约圣经里面这样子讲。
And Paul said in the New Testament of the Bible.
他们就是讲到以色列人哈，遭遇这些事是要作为我们的见解，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And Paul said that them, meaning these Israelites, these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, and on whom the culmination of ages has come.
神用这些故事来提醒我们。
God used these stories to remind us.
其实我们呢，跟以色列人一样。
We're no different from the Israelites.
那如果是你不被提醒的时候呢，我们很容易就重复犯同一样的罪。
If we're not reminded, then we will, just like the Israelites, repeatedly make the same mistakes.
虽然如此，但是呢，你看，四世纪的故事的时候呢，给你一个希望。
However, when you read the stories in the book of Judges, it should give you hope.
因为神是有这个能力啊，把人救他脱离这个犯罪的漩涡。
Because God has the power to deliver man from the whirlpools of sin.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就希望呢，从底波拉的这个故事里面找出怎么可以胜过这个固态福门的一个秘诀。
So today we hope to find the secrets on how to conquer our tendency to relapse into our own ways from the story of Deborah.
第一步我们必须要做到的就是承认自己陷入了这个困境。
So the first step we must take is to admit that we are in crisis.
这个是你打破这个犯罪的漩涡的第一步。
This is the first step toward breaking out of the whirlpools of sin.
没有这一步的时候呢，你就会重复犯你的罪。
Without taking this first step, you will repeatedly commit sins.
因为圣经告诉我们，神很多时候用痛苦、困境呢，来引起他的对神的注意力。
Because the Bible has told us that God often uses suffering and crisis in our lives to remind us.
约伯记三十六章里面呢，讲到了神执着困苦咒伯困苦人，趁他们受欺压的。打通他们的耳朵。
In the book of Job, it says that, but those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction.
你有没有发觉一个事情呢？就是呢，这些腐烂的东西呢，都是臭的。
Have you realized that all decaying things smell bad?
这些有毒的东西呢，都是苦的。
That all poisoning things taste bitter.
你有没有想过为什么神这样子安排呢？
Have you ever thought about why God made such arrangements?
因为呢，这些痛苦啊，你可以说，就好像一盏红灯一样，告诉你前面有危险的。
Because these sufferings are like red lights to warn you that there is danger ahead.
那如果呢，你不愿意去留意这些警告的时候呢，此时呢，你就好像一个司机冲红灯一样。
So if you don't pay any attention to these warnings, you're like a driver running a red light.
我太太有的时候呢，觉得我真是一个怪人来的。
My wife sometimes feels like I'm a very different guy.
我早晨喝一杯牛奶的时候。
When I drink a glass of milk in the morning,
这个牛奶已经过期变坏了变臭了苦了但是我都不知道了。
That the milk may have expired and it stunk and it tastes bad, but I wouldn't realize it.
但是她就会知道了。
But she would understand that.
那如果我一直是这样子做的时候呢，其实我就是一个自我毁灭的一个人了。
Now if I continue to do that, then I become a person who's on the path of self-destruction.
有一个人呢叫 Richard Aquinas.
There's a person by the name of Richard Aquinas.
他在92年的时候写了一本书，是记录了这个篮球明星乔丹 Michael Jordan 呢，一场过一副球呢是输给他90万了。
He recorded in his book in 1992 that Michael Jordan, the basketball star.Lost $900,000 to him over a golf game.
你知道他们怎么玩这个高尔夫球的游戏的
？Do you know how they play this game of golf?
他们说，那第一洞，就是赢的时候就拿一块钱。
They say that when you win the first hole, you win a dollar.
Okay, 那么你觉得没有什么哈？
And then you find that to be not so big deal.
但是第二洞呢，就你就两倍。之前的这个了，所以你第二洞就拿$2。
And the wager on the second hole then doubles and becomes $2.
第三洞就$4。
And third hole becomes $4.
你打到18洞的时候，你知道一个洞有多少钱了、
啊、？Do you realize how much is hinged on the 18th hole when you get to that point?
Okay, David, 2 to the power 17是多少啊
？So David, what's the 2 to the power 17?
Okay, 大概是20多万。
It's a little over $200,000.
所以你就知道为什么 Michael Jordan 一场就可以输90万。
Now you know how Michael Jordan can lose $900,000 with one game of golf.
那么这些报纸就问， 哎呀， Michael Jordan 你要赌博的问题啊。
So the newspapers would ask Michael Jordan whether he has an issue of gambling.
你知道 Michael Jordan 怎么回答？
Do you know how Michael Jordan responded?
我没有啊。
I don't.
一百几十万对我来说都不是钱来的。
Hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars to me is not real money.
所以对他来说，他把他的困苦合理化。
So to Michael Jordan, he rationalized his suffering.
现代人还有一个方法呢，去逃避他的问题了。People
nowadays has another way to evade their issues.
就是你把你的责任推到别人的身上。And
that is to shift your responsibilities onto others.
那你记得从前你是学生的时候，你拿你的成绩表给你的父母。
You remember when you were a student and you would bring home your report card to your parents.
然后你父母一看， 哎， 为什么你拿一个B啊？
And the parents will look at your report card and question you, how come you received a B?
他就会说， 你怎么搞的？
And then they would say, what happened to you?
现在如果你的儿女拿着他的成绩表给你， 拿上面有一个B， 你会怎么回答？
And nowadays, if your children come to you with a report card with a B on it, what would you say to him?
你的老师怎么搞的？
You would say, what happened to your teachers?
虽然我们很容易把我们的责任推到别人的身上，
So it's very easy for us to shed our responsibilities onto others.
但是你要知道神很多时候用我们的困境去提醒我们。
But you must understand that God often uses our crisis to remind us.
但是呢，人不一定愿意承认他的罪。
But men may not always want to confess their sins.
约伯记提醒我们，哪些心里不敬虔的人，既存怒气，神捆绑他们，他们竟不复求。
And the book of Job tells us that the godless in heart harbor resentment. Even when he fetters them, they do not cry for help.
有一些人呢，他在困境里面呢，他只会怨天尤人。
Some people would only put the blame on everyone else when they're in crisis mode.
他不愿意去复仇神。
They are not willing to cry to God.
底波拉的年代，其实神就让以色列人大大的受到羞辱。
And during the time of Deborah, God has allowed the Israelites to suffer a great deal of humility.
那你看四世的历史的时候，
If you look at the history of Judges,
以色列第一次受欺压的时候呢，是给一个国际的大国，米索波大米的王去欺压他。So
the first time that the Israelites were being oppressed, they were oppressed by an international power, the nation of Aram Naharam.
那第二次呢，就是小一点啊，就是你隔壁的国家。 这是这个莫亚王。
And the second period of oppression was through a smaller nation next to them. That's the nation of Moab.
但是第三次的时候呢，是给这个迦南王去施压。
The third oppression actually came through the king of Canaan.
那你知道迦南王呢，他是以色列人的手下败将。
You remember that the kings of Canaan were defeated by the Israelites.
神已经应许了把这些迦南人交在以色列人身上。
And the God had already promised that he would deliver these Canaanites into the hands of Israelites.
四世纪的第一章讲到了迦南人成为以色列人的仆人。
The first chapter of the book of Judges talked about the Canaanites becoming servants of the Israelites.
但是现在呢，以色列人成为迦南人的仆人。
But at this point, the Israelites have become the servants of the Canaanites.
你想象从前服侍你的人，现在成为你的老板，是何等大的一个收入。
So can you imagine how humiliating it must be that the people that you that used to serve you are not the people that you must serve?
事实记载到呢，这个迦南王也被呢网友铁锤走罢了。
And the book of Judges also talked about that the king of Canaan, Jabin, has 900 chariots.
欺压以色列人20年。
And he oppressed the Israelites for 20 years.
那么你说以色列人这20年里面呢，有多痛苦呢？
And can you imagine how much suffering there was for the Israelites during those 20 years?
那你看到第五章这个赞美神的诗歌的时候呢，你就知道以色列人当时的情况。
And when you read chapter 5, which is praising him, you have a better understanding of the suffering condition that the Israelites were in.
第六节讲到呢，以拿的儿子撒迦的时候，雅裔的日子。 大道没无人行走，行路的有道而行。以色列人中的商圈消失了，哪时四万以色列人中仅不见一面盾牌，一支长矛。
That verse 6 in chapter 5 says that in the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were abandoned. Travelers took to winding path. Village life in Israel ceased. And that there was not a shield or a spear seen among 40,000 in Israel.
那如果一个, 城市治安不好的时候,
so if the city is lack of order,
我们通常呢就只走大路不走小路.
And usually we will take the highways, not the winding side roads.
但是以色列人只走小路不走大路。
But in this case, the Israelites took only the winding small roads, but not the highways.
这个证明呢，这些贼啊，就是在这些交通要道上面呢，经常抢他们的东西。
And that tells us that that the robbers were committing their crimes mostly on major highways.
但是呢，虽然这些以色列人知道这些贼就在这个大渡上面呢，但是他们也没有办法去，比方说保护自己啊，赶走他们呢。
So even though the Israelites knew that these robbers were committing their crimes on these highways, they were lacking in ability. The Israelites were lacking ability to fight off these robbers to defend themselves.
还有呢，没有人敢住在乡村，就是这些没有城墙的地方。And
nobody also had any courage to live in villages which did not have any city walls.
为什么会这样子啊？
Why was that?
因为圣经告诉我们，他们连武器都没有。
Because the Bible, as the Bible has told us, that these villagers did not have any weapons with them.
所以呢，以色列人经过20年的困苦的时候呢，他们就复仇耶和华了。
After 20 years of suffering, the Israelites cried out to the Lord.
他们就做了第二步，就是呢，他们承认自己得罪神。And
at that point, they took the second step, which was admitting that they had sinned against God.
承认自己得罪神，比起第一步，你承认自己在一个困境里面更重要。The
second step of admitting one has sinned against God is much more important than the first step of admitting one is in crisis.
Tim Kelly呢，他牧师呢，他分享他一个经验。Pastor
Tim Kelly shared one of his experiences.
他说呢，曾经有一个弟兄呢来到他面前。And
at one time there was a brother who came to him.
他告诉牧师说，他的太太呢留下一个字条，说他要离开他了。This
brother told the pastor that his wife had left him a note saying that she was going to leave him.
那么牧师就问他为什么会这样子呢？
And the pastor inquired about what happened.
这个弟兄其实就承认呢，他常常用言语的暴力呢去伤害他的妻子。
And then the brother admitted to the pastor that he verbally and physically abused his wife.
只是 verbally,
verbally abused his wife.
然后呢，这个弟兄真是很，就是在牧师面前痛哭流泪呀。
And this brother then cried in front of the pastor.
后来这个牧师就帮助这个家庭，那么这个太太就没有离开了。
And then, and after that, the pastor helped this family to reconcile, and the wife decided to stay.
6个月以后呢，这个太太， 真的离开了。
And 6 months later, the wife finally left for good.
原因就是呢，这个丈夫6个月以后呢，又恢复他从前一样子，就是他会用言语的暴力去伤害他的妻子。
And the reason was because the husband went back to his old way. And then continue to verbally abuse the wife.
那么这个牧师就在想，为什么会发生这样子的事情呢？
And the pastor wondered why this would happen again.
他就了解到，这个弟兄呢，虽然他真的是承认他的罪。
And then the pastor understood one thing, that even though the brother had truly confessed his sin,
但是呢，他承认他的罪的原因。 只是为了避免这个离婚的痛苦。
But the reason he confessed his sin was to try to avoid the painful consequence of a divorce.
他不是为了他所做的事情，就是他在言语上面的伤害他的妻子，而悔改。
But he was not repenting for his action of verbally abusing his wife.
那如果我们只是为了逃避我们做恶的事情的后果而悔改，
if we repent only for the sole purpose of evading our sin's consequences.
比方说我不想离婚。
For example, I don't want to get a divorce. I don't want to go bankrupt. I don't want to be expelled by school.
那如果你的悔改只是在这个层面的时候，你环境最好的时候呢，你就会固态浮萌了。If
your repentance remains only at that superficial level, then when your situation improves, you will relapse into your old way.
唯有当你明白你行恶的时候，其实是得罪神的时候。Only
when you realize that you are sinning against God, when you do evils,
你是得罪这位为你死在十字架上面的耶稣。That
you have sinned against Jesus who had died for you on the cross,
你才会有一个根深蒂固的改变。
And only then that you would have a you would go through a fundamental change that would last.
底波拉的年代，以色列人不只是有一个给人收入的一个问题。
During the time of Deborah, the nation of Israel was not only suffering from humility from others.
也不单单只是一个国家安全的问题。
And it's not just an issue of national security either.
你也可以说不只是他们行恶的一个问题。
And you can even say that it's not only the issue of them doing evils.
他们是得罪神的问题。
But the issue is that they have sinned against God.
在第五章的第八节里面指出，以色列人他最根本的问题就是他们敬拜偶像。
And then chapter 5 verse 8 talks about the fundamental issue of the Israelites is that they worship idols.
当以色列人选择信神的时候，战争的事就临到城门。
When they chose new gods, war came to the city gates.
当人真信呢，在神面前认罪的时候，
When a person truly confesses in front of God,
你这样呢，神就会开始他紧咒的工作。
And you know, at that moment, God will begin his act of deliverance.
神拯救的方法呢, 不一定就好像我们计划的这样子发生。
And God's method of deliverance is not always something that we can imagine.
有的时候呢，就我们说好像天方夜谭一样。
Sometimes it's more like a magical fairy tale.
那你看这个底波拉的故事，你就见到。
When you see the when you read about the story of Deborah, you'll see.
这一次神拯救他们的时候呢，不是拯救用一个大能的勇士来救他哦。
And this time when God delivered the Israelites, he did not use an almighty warrior.
神兴起一个我们说手无寸铁的一个先知。
God instead raised an unarmed prophet.
还有这个先知是一个女的先知。
And this prophet is a woman.
你说一个先知靠一张嘴怎么就以色列人脱离迦南人呢？
So how would a prophet through her words only delivered the Israelites out of the hands of Canaanites?
还有呢，神拯救的计划呢，你说很不合理的。
And you can even say that God's plan of deliverance is quite unreasonable.
神要底波拉呼召这个巴拉。
God wants Deborah to call Barak.
要他呢带领一万的拿弗他利人跟示布伦人在这个塔伯山上。
And ask him to bring 10,000 men, 10,000 men from Naphtali and Zebulun to the mount of Tabor.
那么呢神说我就会把这个斯斯拉的这个军队引到这个基顺河这边呢。
And then she talked about that God would lure the army of Sisera to the Kishon River.
但之前我们也讲过了，以色列人连武器都没有。
And as we talked about earlier, the Israelites didn't even have any weapons.
斯斯拉将军有9,000的铁车。
And General Sisera had 900 chariots fitted with iron.
你说一万个手无寸铁的以色列人怎么对抗9,000的铁车呢？
How can 10,000 unarmed men oppose 900 iron chariots?
怪不得呢，巴勒说对这个底波拉说哈，如果你跟我一起去了，我就去；你若不同我去了，我就不去了。
And that's exactly why Barak said to Deborah that if you go with me, I will go. If you don't go with me, I won't go.
这个就是固态福门胜过固态福门第三步最很重要的一步。
And this is the beginning of the third step, which is the most important step of conquering our tendency to relapse into our own way.
就是你能够顺从圣灵的带领。
And that is we are willing to walk by the Holy Spirit.
其实圣经呢讲到我们胜过罪的方法呢都是这样子的。
And actually the Bible has always talked about this is the same way on how we can conquer sins.
每一个人必须要接受主耶稣成为他的救主。
And everyone has to receive Lord Jesus to become his Savior.
因为只有这样子做的时候，圣灵神的灵呢才能够住在你的心里面。
And only through that the Holy Spirit may reside in your heart.
那圣灵住在你的心里面以后呢，他就会带领你过每一天的生活。
And once the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart, and then he'll guide you through every day's life.
那么如果一个基督徒听顺从圣灵的带领的时候，他就会胜过罪了。
And once Christians obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, then he can be victorious over sins.
加拉太书里面说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And the book of Galatians says this, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
同一样的，你看是同一样的方法，只是在四世纪里面你也见到了。
And you see the same the same methods, the same process as in the book of Judges.
当他们悔改复求神的时候，
when they repent and cry out for God,
那么神就会带领他们去就是胜过他们的困苦。
God will then lead them and have them to overcome their suffering.
但是神的计划不一定好像我们想的剪纸了。
But God's plan is not always according to our thoughts.
有的时候是很不合情理的。
And sometimes they can seem quite unreasonable.
但是呢，如果你是神的儿女的时候呢，你必须要凭信心顺服神的带领。
But if you are children of God, then you must be obedient to God's leading through your faith.
当你踏出信心的第一步的时候，你就会见到神的拯救。
When you take that first step because of your faith, then you will witness God's deliverance.
你就会见到神怎么打破这个犯罪的循环。
And then you will see how God can break the cycles of sin.
就好像呢，神说，那你现在要带领一万的以色列人呢，在这个塔婆山上。
Just like here, God, where God says, you got to bring 10,000 men to go to a Mount Tabor.
那么巴拉真的就是这样子做。
And that was exactly what Barak did.
他可能想，在山上跟这些迦南人打仗好啊，因为他们的车不能上山吗？
And perhaps he thought at first that it's a good idea to battle these Canaanites up on a mountain because their iron chariots cannot make their way up there.
但是你没有想到哦，神就叫底波拉说 ，OK， 你现在叫巴拉下山跟这些迦南人打仗。
But unexpectedly, God asked Deborah to tell Barak to go down the mountain and fight them on the plain.
但是巴拉就是听神的话，他真的带领以色列人下山跟他们打仗。
But indeed, Barak followed God's leading and he led his Israelites down the mountain to fight Canaanites.
你有没有发觉，你顺从神的时候呢，可能是一个很危险的、让人害怕的一件事情。
Have you experienced that following God and be obedient to God is can be a risky and a horrifying experience?
就好像巴拉，他把他的优势放弃了。本来他有地利的，但是呢，他走到平地上面。
Just like Barak, who had advantages in terms of his position, but he forsake that and be obedient to God and came down the mountain.
后来你看到了这个故事里面杀死斯斯拉的这个人叫亚伊，也是一样啊。
And later on, you see in the story that the person who actually killed Sisera, who is Jael, it did a similar thing.
这个斯斯拉跑到亚伊这个地方呢，就是。就是好像要收拾一下一样。
And Sisera arrived at where Jael was located, with the intention of taking a rest.
亚伊就把握这个时候呢，趁他睡着的时候呢，把他杀死。
And Jael took advantage of this opportunity and waited while he was asleep and then killed him.
你知道杀人呢是一个很恐怖的一件事情。
You must know that killing a person is a very scary experience.
你需要很大的勇气，你才可以杀一个人。
A great deal of courage is required for someone to kill someone else.
其实你杀死任何东西，我想都要一定的勇气。
And I believe courage is required whenever you take life away from something.
你不相信，你跟我们教会的小孩子跟他妈妈一起去钓鱼，你就知道。
And if you don't believe me, then go fishing next time with some of the children from our church and maybe their mothers.
你要他们杀死一条蚯蚓呢，他们都哇，就是很惊慌简直。
And so when you ask them to kill a worm, and they'll become very panicky.
他还是找牧师你来好了，这样子。
And they would say, Pastor, would you come and kill this worm for me?
何况现在你要杀死这个大将军斯斯拉呢？
And it becomes much more difficult when you have to kill a major general Sisera yourself.
你不怕他杀死杀他不成，反而给他杀死吗？
Aren't you afraid that that he will end up killing you instead of you killing him?
还有啊，你有没有发觉呢？这个亚裔呢，他用的武器是什么样的武器？
And also, did you learn that what kind of weapon JL used as a weapon?
他就是用这个帐篷的一个竹子，就是成为他的武器。
She used a peg for anchoring tent as her weapon.
为什么他用这么笨重的武器去把这个敌人钉死？
Why would she use such a cumbersome weapon to nail her enemy to death?
因为他们连刀都没有。
Because she did not even have a sword.
但是虽然这些当神引导你的时候，可能是一个。 你觉得哇，怎么危险的一个决定呢？
And God's leading sometimes may appear to be a very risky or dangerous decision.
但是如果你凭信心踏出第一步的时候，你就会见到神的拯救。
And however, if you take that first step because of your faith, then you will witness God's deliverance.
当巴拉带领以色列人呢，他去一万人下这个塔伯山的时候。
When Barak led his 10,000 men down the mountain of Tabor,
那么呢，你就知道呢，他下来就是以色列平原了。And
you know, when he came down, he was in the valley of Jezreel.
那么呢，圣经就说呢，神就使示拉跟他一切的切量全郡溃乱。
And the Bible tells us that God then eliminate Sisera and his entire army.
巴拉就在巴拉面前被刀杀败，示士拉杀却步行逃跑。And
that the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera abandoned his chariot and fled on foot.
你看到这里，你有没有想过怎么可能呢？你一万个人连 武器都没有，怎么可能打败走白个铁车呢？
At this point, have you wondered if whether this is even possible? How can 10,000 unarmed men defeat 900 iron chariots?
你到第五章的赞美诗的时候，你就知道当时发生什么事情。
And however, if you read the praising hymn recorded in chapter 5, then you know what happened.
第四节讲到了哪时。 地震天漏，云也落雨。
And verse 4 says that earth shook and heavens poured and the clouds poured on water.
第21节讲到呢，击顺虎壳和把敌人冲没，那时战马驰去，蹄跳奔腾。
And verse 21 says that the river Kishon swept them away, the age-old river, the river Kishon. Then thunder the horse's hoofs, galloping, galloping go his mighty steeds.
所以你想到当时发生什么事情？
So can you imagine what the situation was like at that time?
就是呢，当示士拉带领他的军队来到以色列平原的时候。
So the when Sisera brought his army into the valley of Jezreel,
神就让这个地震发生了。
And God caused earthquake.
还有呢，就突然间下大雨。
And then suddenly, heavy downpour rain.
你在中东这些事情呢，都不常发生的。
And these things don't happen often in Middle East.
那么呢，它这条基顺河呢，就泛滥了。
And this Kishon River flooded.
那么你在泛滥的时候会发生什么事情啊？
And you know what happens when a river floods?
就是这个平地就成为一团淤泥一样了。And
that this plain becomes a very muddy ground.
所以他所有的战车就好像困在这个淤泥当中。And
so all his chariots got stuck in the mud.
这个就是为什么示士拉将军要放弃他的马匹，他的战车，走路的简直逃跑。
And that is why General Sisera had to abandon his horses and his iron chariots and ended up fleeing on foot.
那么呢，他走了，很可能呢，他就希望呢跑到他的这个大本行的这个下所这个城市。
And as he started to flee, he was probably hoping to make his way back to his home base, which is in Hazor.
那么他就经过这个撒拿因的这个地方，就见到这个亚衣。
And as he passed through Zenonhim, he ran into Jael.
没有想到，就是给一个太太，一定把他钉死了。And
unexpectedly, he was pecked to death by a woman.
当底波拉跟巴拉打赢这场仗以后，And
after Deborah and Barak won this battle,
他们就在第五章里面写了一首赞美诗歌。
And then they wrote a praising hymn recorded in chapter 5.
那赞美诗歌就是赞美神呢?
And praising him, of course, was to praise God.
但是第五章有一个特点呢，就是他不单只赞美神呢，他也讲了两样事情。
But what's unique about chapter 5 was that the praising him not only praised God, but also talked about a couple other things.
他赞美这些为了这些甘心牺牲的百姓，还有就是这些官长呢，他去赞美神。So
they named and praised the princes and the people, the ordinary people who were willingly sacrificing themselves.
他怜悯的去赞美不同的支派。
The hymn also named each of the tribes that that they wanted to praise.
比方说呢，有以法莲、便雅悯。
For example, there was Ephraim and Benjamin.
马吉呢，就是约旦河西的马拉斯支派。
And also Machir, which is the tribe on the western bank of the Jordan River that belongs to Manasseh.
还有西布伦,
and also Zebulun.
还有呢就是以沙加,
and also Issachar.
拿弗他利,
and Naphtali.
你看呢，他都是大大赞扬这些人的。
And this hymn praised these tribes greatly.
但是我觉得这首诗歌最特别的地方，就是呢，他也怜悯批评这些不参与的人哦。And
what's really unique about this praising hymn, I think, is that it also named and criticized those who did not participate.
比方说呢，16节讲到了吕便这个支派。
And also, verse 16 talked about Reuben.
他们就是坐在羊圈里面呢，听群众吹笛的声音。
And then they talked about that these Reubens stayed among the sheep pens to hear the whistling for the flocks.
他讲到呢，吕便在溪水旁呢，心中却大谋。
And also talked about in the districts of Reuben, there was much searching of heart.
这句话的意思呢，就是讲到了吕便这个支派啊，举棋不定。
And this verse means that the tribe of Reuben was indecisive.
他想来想去，要不要帮忙？要不要帮忙？
They debate about back and forth whether they should help or not.
讲到最后都没有行动。
And they did not take any action afterwards.
17节里面讲到另外的支派。
And verse 17 talks about other tribes.
这个基利人呢，其实就是讲到约旦河东的两个半支派。
And Gilead, for example, is referring to the two and a half tribes on the east side of Jordan River.
还有呢，但跟亚谢的支派的人。
And also people from the tribes of Dan and Asher.
那你发觉呢，这些支派呢，其实就是距离战争的地方比较远的。
So you now know that these tribes are further away from where the battle took place.
他们就是抱着一个自己顾自己的态度。
And they had the attitude of minding their own business.
他没有去帮忙其他以色列的支派去打仗。
And they did not go into battle and help with other Israel tribes.
他没有看他们他好像一个身体一样。
And they did not regard themselves as part of the body.
骂的最厉害的其实是一个地方叫米罗斯。
And actually, the most severe criticism was reserved for this place called Miraz.
那米罗斯这个地方呢，其实就在打仗的这个里面的其中一个城市。
And this city of Miraz is located right where the battle was taking place.
但是这个城市的人呢，就是拒绝去打仗。
But the citizens of this city refused to get involved with the battle.
他让其他人去牺牲。
They let others to sacrifice themselves.
自己享受这个成果。
And they stay back and reap the benefits only.
你发觉二十三节呢，咒诅这个城市的人呢，不是底波拉，也不是巴拉。
And you can tell from verse 23 that the person that cursed these Miraz people are not Barak or Deborah.
他是耶和华的使者，就是耶和华自己去咒诅他。
And it's actually the angel of the Lord or the Lord Himself that cursed these people.
所以你看见呢，神恨恶这些不参与的人。
So you can see that God despised these people who did not participate.
旧约的故事写下来不是要娱乐我们的。
These stories in the Old Testament did not get recorded to entertain us.
它是成为我们的鉴戒。
They are to become our examples.
神不希望我们好像以色列人一样重蹈覆辙。
God does not want us to be like the Israelites that we relapse into our own ways.
当我们读到底波拉的故事的时候，我们要问自己一个问题。
And we must ask ourselves a question when we read about the story of Deborah.
我们是不是在罪恶里面常常打滚？
Do we continue to roll around in sins?
重复犯同一样的错误呢？
Repeatedly committing the same mistakes.
如果是这样子的时候，你知不知道你的困境是什么？
If so, do you know what your own crisis is?
还是呢，你把这个责任推到别人身上，常常怨天尤人？
Or do you shed your responsibilities onto others and then blame everyone else?
你明不明白你现在的情况其实是因为你得罪神而来？
Do you realize that the reason you are in the situation you are in now is because you have sinned against God?
你悔改的时候是为了要逃避这个犯罪的后果，还是你了解你犯罪得罪神？
Repent only because you want to evade the consequences of your sins, or is it because you realize that you have sinned against God?
你听到这里的时候，你可能问一个问题。
And you may ask a question when you're at this point.
牧师，我为什么要在乎这些？
Pastor, what should I care about these things?
我每天已经够忙了。
I'm busy enough every day.
你现在还要我认罪悔改？
And now you want me to confess and repent.
我每天只希望我舒舒服服的过日子。
I only want to live a comfortable life.
但是我的回答很简单。
But my answer will be quite simple.
我们在乎这些。
We care about these things.
因为没有一个人呢能够没有神过一个舒舒服服的生活的。
No one can live a comfortable life and yet be godless.
当你没有神的时候
，When you don't have God，
其实你就好像这些以色列人一样。
You're no different from the Israelites.
你的仆人会变成你的主人。
Your servants will become your masters.
你的时间会成为你的主人。
Your time becomes your master.
你的儿女会成为你的主人。
Your children will become your master.
你的工作会成为你的主人。
Your job will become your master.
你每一天都是忙忙碌碌的。
That you will be busy from morning to night.
直到我们呼求神的时候。
Until we cry to God.
我们承认我们得罪神。
that we confess that we sinned against God.
神就会救我们脱离这个这些罪。
And God will then deliver us from these sins.
我们每一个人面对圣经的时候。
And when we are confronted by the Bible,
其实我们就有两个选择。
And we also have two choices.
要言你就是好像这些参与的支派。
You can be like the tribes who participated.
要言你就好像这些不参与的支派。
Or you can be like the tribes who did not participate.
他们举直不定。
They were indecisive.
袖手旁观。
And they were standing on the sideline.
但是呢，如果你参与的时候。
However, if you participate,
你就好像底波拉，
you're like Deborah,
好像巴拉，
like Barak,
好像雅伊，
like Jael,
还有这些参与的支派，
and like all these tribes who participated,
他踏出信心的第一步的时候，
when they take that first step because of their faith,
他能够把拥有走白亮的铁切的四十拉将军打败。
They were able to defeat General Sisera, who had 900 iron chariots at his disposal.
享受从神而来的平安。
Enjoy the peace from God.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你留下以色列人的故事成为我们的见解。
You have left us with stories about the Israelites to be our examples.
不但只提醒我们，
not only to remind us,
只是也给我们希望，
but also give us hope.
因为当我们悔改转向神的时候，
because when we repent and then turn toward God,
神你能够做不可能发生的事情。
God, you can do the impossible things.
就是这些缠绕我们很多年的罪。
And toward the sins that have anchored us for a long time.
神你能救我们脱离。
That you may deliver us from them.
求主给我们一个愿意顺服圣灵的心。
And Lord, we ask you to give us a heart that can be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
凭信心踏出第一步。
And that we will take our first step because of our faith.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer, and we'll pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 现在呢，是我们教会每一个月一次的圣。